a word for you from Luke chapter 19, verse 8. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold. Well, this is a marvelous story, and it's one that we can learn so many lessons from. Singafunda izifundo eziningi kulendaba kaZakheo. Because he knew who he was. God had already started showing him grace, had drawn him to the Lord Jesus. The fact that he wanted to see Jesus so desperately that he climbed a tree was already a sign of God's grace. If you are drawn to the Lord and you see your need, then thank God for that, for you're on the way already. God is showing you grace. And yet, be careful, for there was another man just a chapter before this who also came to Jesus. He also had a need. He realized he also needed eternal life, but he went away sad. He was not prepared to give up everything. Zacchaeus, on the other hand, immediately responds by giving up everything. He knew exactly the point where he had sinned. He was corrupt financially, and probably many other sins had gone with it. That Jesus was in his house. His first desire was just to see Jesus in the midst of the crowd, but now he gets so much more. Jesus is right there with him in his own home. Jesus will give you far more than you desire. He knows your need is far deeper. Jesus needed Zacchaeus to say these words, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and I will set right that which I have done wrong. I will restore fourfold to anyone whom I have defrauded. You see, you probably know already your sins. You know that which stands between you and God. Mhlambe uyazazela lokhu phakathi kwakho noNkulunkulu. The rich young man also knew what stood before him, between him and God, his riches. And the Lord pointed it out in his mercy. But the rich young man was not prepared to let that go, and so went away depressed. Zacchaeus, on the other hand, received joy from the Lord. C.S. Lewis, in writing of his testimony, calls his book Surprised by Joy. And here Zacchaeus was indeed surprised by joy, and yet he's prepared to make right. He doesn't just receive salvation, he also sets things straight.